Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
Dude, the best thing yesterday, and if you haven't seen it, make sure you find a way to see it. That young dog fan that would in the choir that would not sing Rocky Top was the greatest thing ever. Because yep. My man was like, he emphatically was like, no. Nope. I bet his mom and him background. Because we saw, if you've ever been, you know, when you went just recently with baby girl, but being at a recital with your kids, you're just like, oh, Ryan, look at my baby. Look at my baby. And he was like, I ain't singing that. And was like, defiantly, no.
Mom was trying to make him sing it. Dad had never been proud of it.
Oh, dad was like,
dad's never
proud of it. Unless they were both Georgia fans. Unless what are they doing singing that crappy song anyway?
Why are they singing that song? Is that they not, must that's be not in a Christmas Tennessee. Song? They got to be in Tennessee.
It must be in Tennessee.
Why would you sing Rocky Top at Christmas?
That's though? What I'm saying. That's why I'm like, is
I think
it a
in
Christmas
Tennessee,
song?
You just sing it at everything.
Yeah, they must be in Tennessee. And he's a dog fan. My boy said no.
Yeah. That gets back to something that happened yesterday at AMA. We had a caller who became a Cardinals fan because he lived in Jersey.
Yes.
Kind of to mess with his dad. That kid there, that's the son I want.
Yes.
That's the one right there.
No.
That's Jack, hopefully, someday.
I'm not seeing it.
Doing that in some defiant nature towards Oregon. I don't know what that would be, but yeah, hopefully that's
it. I love it.
I know. What a well-raised young man he was. All right, Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
How about that? Coming on the heels of talking about Rocky Top. Go Big Orange.
Whatever.
Anyway, this past Sunday at church, I noticed there were about seven or eight other, churchgoers that were wearing the suit with the tight white turtleneck and the gold chain, right? And that's a hard look, but not for somebody in my delegation.
Sure.
So for Christmas service the next week, is that the best possible fit that you can wear to the Christmas service, or is there something better that's better for, someone like me?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think, play to your strengths.
Play to your strengths.
That has become kind of a normal outfit for a younger, I don't know what that would be, an older Gen Z parent or something like that. A turtleneck, blazer, chain. You're like a 31-year-old dad. You might wear that, right?
Oh, okay.
It's normalized.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. You see it.
I don't. Oh, okay. Well, you go to church, so.
I do.
Yeah, you go to church. I don't really go up in there.
But, for Christmas service, I would dress nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear, what'll I wear? I'll probably wear a sweater.
Okay.
With a collared shirt underneath.
Okay.
And some khakis.
There you go. Very classy.
Yeah.
Very classy.
You could wear a suit, though, if you want.
Yeah.
Put on a nice... Like when we did the Advent candle lighting a couple of weeks ago.
You had a suit on.
I had a sport coat and a tie and some khakis.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't wear the full suit, but I did go sport coat, Christmas kind of blue, navy blue and green plaid tie.
Okay.
With the khaki look.
There you go.
Thought I looked pretty classy.
You want your new boots?
No, they're not church boots.
They're not church boots?
No, those are like waterproof kind of fishing boots.
Okay.
But yeah, play to your strengths.
Always.
And look nice.
Always.
That's what I would say. If it's the only time you're going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going on church and Easter. You got some nice clothes 2 days a year, okay? Andrew's on I-85.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank
listen
you,
every
love
day.
You.
Laughing in the car every day.
Thank you.
But I got a question for Randy, and then I got a question for both of you. Randy, I know you played for the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Chargers, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you're a big Falcons supporter, too. So I've always wondered, like, where does your fandom rank, you know? So could you list, like, rank your fandom for NFL teams?
Okay.
And then the question for both of y'all is, what's your favorite Christmas dessert? Maybe some candied yams?
Mm, that's a good option. Thank you, Andrew.
Man, I'll just give me some good old Christmas cookies, man. Mm. I'm good to go. Some good old chocolate chip Christmas cookies. Like, my wife went over to where Bo's lady Tara works at yesterday, brought home some cookies, and, like, one of them had the Grinches on it when I sent the picture of it.
Yeah.
Like, Bash lost his freaking mind.
That's
like,
great.
Dude.
Had she actually designed the, like,
yes.
Decorated the cookies?
Yes. It's freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome.
Did you guys see
things
the,
are a little pricey,
the
man.
Little
huh? Cookies are pretty pricey. I mean, they're hand decorated.
But that's
cookies,
our people. So, yeah. That's
our, like, support.
My, like, she can't go over there and say, hey, Terry, not buy no cookies.
Yeah, or ask for
it. No, I would hope not. You yeah. know.
Support local businesses.
Yeah, support your people.
Did you guys see the little, look like a wreath that were at the party on Friday? It's got, like, they're like shortbread.
Yes.
And it had, like, a little green and red on it.
Yes.
My mom makes them. My favorite Christmas cookie.
Excellent.
But my favorite Christmas dessert, my wife makes, like, a cranberry pie. It's like a cranberry tart.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
Right.
It's incredible.
Sounds good. How do I rank my fandom? I mean, always Dolphins number one. Falcons, Chargers, Rams. Chargers, Rams on the same, by the same level.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that's
I'm more.
The, that's the Bacon Grounds in Buford, by the way. She's there right now. I'll go stop in and say hi. Buy a cookie.
There you go. Christmas cookies for you and yours.
Yeah.
Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy and Sir Randy.
What up, man?
Hey, so I got a question. If you and your just you and your wife are out at dinner and you like your spot, you order one of the meals you like to order, and you finish it up, server comes by and goes, "How was everything?" And you've emptied your plate. What do you say? Because I feel like I'm always in a Progressive commercial whenever I get asked that question.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm such a dork in that situation. I'm like, I don't know, something like. The server will say, "I can tell you hated it," or
right.
something like that.
Oh,
or I'll say something.
Was
lame
it, no, they'll
like
say
that.
Like, oh, something like that. They'll say, "Was something wrong with the food?" And it's like, "No, it just was full." Was that what you're talking about?
No, like the server comes and you've already finished.
Okay,
and then they say, "How did you enjoy everything?" You're like, "Well, you can see I hated it." Like that's what I'll say.
Okay,
I can't
okay.
help it. Oh. I can't help it. I'll say something like, that.
"No, no." Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. No, I don't do that.
What will you say?
If I eat all my food.
Yeah, you're at a restaurant.
Okay.
You've finished.
Right.
The server comes by and says, "How are you enjoying dinner?"
I say, "It was great."
There you go.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, which is a totally normal, not lame thing to say.
Right.
I can't help myself.
Oh, no. I'm always like,
my dad takes over and I'm like, clearly it was awful or something stupid.
Oh, no.
I know I can't. I can't
help
it.
No, that'd be obvious.
Yeah, no, it sucks. I wish I didn't, but it takes over. Instinct. Joey is in Atlanta. Hey, Joey.
It's the instincts.
Hey, guys. Just a quick question for you. Want to know who would you play, Raheed Shaheed or Kenneth Walker tonight? And Randy, go Dogs.
Go Dogs, bro.
Have at it, Bo.
Have at it.
Rams have one of the best rush-stopping defenses in the league. I would go Raheed Shaheed.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go.
Myron is in Conyers. Hey, Myron.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, so check this out. I got a quick little story. I don't know if it's a funny story or a painful story, and I got a question afterwards. Okay. So back in 99, when the Falcons first went to the Super Bowl against Denver, prior to that happening, my nephew, who's like 15 years younger than me, said, "Hey, let's take a trip to the Poconos. I got a friend who's got some tickets for us to go to a lodge to go skiing." We had never been skiing, of course, because we're from here in Georgia. And we thought about it when the time was, and we said, you know, well, the Falcons definitely ain't finna make no Super Bowl, so here, let's go. So we done paid the money and everything. And when it was coming up, they were winning in the playoffs, and they made it. And we were like, oh, fuck. We're going to be in the Poconos. So we went up there, and Eugene Robinson that morning, they say he was arrested prostitution, solicitation. Right. And, oh, man, it was like a gut punch. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. And I was like, man, if I'm feeling like this, I wonder how the rest of the team is feeling. And, of course, they went in, and he's supposed to be their religious, you know, guy who, you know, is a spiritual leader. Mm-hmm. He was a spiritual leader. And I was like, man, I wonder how the rest of the team feel if I feel like this. Of course, they went and lost. My question is, Which was worse to you, the Denver loss or the Patriots loss?
Oh, Myrick.
That's not a comparison. Yeah. It's not a comparison.
I'm sorry you missed the game. I hope skiing was fun.
Yeah, that's not a comparison. And they did not.
Yeah.
They. You know what? Some people, you need, when I say this, I don't care if you get mad. Stop lying to yourself. Eugene Robinson getting busted with a hooker is not the reason they lost to the Broncos.
No, it's not.
They were going to lose to the Broncos regardless. Yeah, so stop lying.
Yeah.
Now, the other one.
That's the worst loss. That's the worst loss of the history of
football.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, and it'll probably never be top.
Yeah, no.
I hope it's top.
There was plenty of dudes that got caught with hookers in hotels on Super Bowl weekend.
They did?
Yes, and their teams won. So why do you think they won? Because they were a better team. The Broncos were better than the Falcons.
Yeah. Bad time to get popped for a hooker, though.
Yeah. That was a bad time to get popped for a hooker. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, there's never a good time.
There's never a good time.
You know?
But there's not. But the funniest thing about that was, is that everybody's? I've had teammates that have been busted because of it, right? And it never got out, you know. But we knew about it.
Right.
Like he got arrested, so and so had to go get him from the jail or whatever. And it's just funny because you're like, dude, you got all this money. Why?
Yeah.
Like why her?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Why,
exactly.
Yes.
Or like why today?
Why today?
Yeah.
Why a hooker?
Play the game and go out after.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you can't catch the regular one,
right? Yeah, you got to have a little bit of game, right? I don't know. It's a very surprising story. Andrew's in Morningside. Hey, Andrew.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Andrew. Long time no speak.
Yeah, Andrew and Sir Randy. So you guys will be happy to know, or maybe, that I'm in somewhat of a situationship right now.
Hell yeah, Andrew.
I'm
moving
happy.
On, my
I'm
boy.
Happy.
There we go.
Of course we're happy.
It's been that. But it's the only situation because she has a kid. So there's like another guy on the other side of the. Yeah, it's just like I don't want to deal with all that stuff. But regardless, I am. And so her kid asked me kind of like they don't have a chimney in their house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Drew, he's like, how does Santa work for that? And I was like, well, so I had to break down the logistics. I was like, there's a lot of Santas.
Oh,
I should give you my question first. I was like, there's a lot of Santas. They're all regionally based. Ooh. And there's one big boss. He's Santa Claus. That's the big guy. And then there's a bunch of elves. And
damn, Andrew.
My
question, I know it's going to be long. I'm sorry. My question is really, how do you break down how do you end the Santa lore like with your kids? Because, Andy, it's going to come for you sooner than later. And then. Yeah. And then Randy's probably already gone through it a couple of times. Yes. That's my question. I can break down
my
how
question
I explained
for you,
it, but
thank
I'll
you,
leave
Andrew.
It.
Andrew, just with okay, now, don't ever tell somebody's child that ain't yours.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Okay, don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Just say magic.
Just say that's all you got to do.
Christmas
but if
magic.
But if it ain't your kid, it ain't
that's
your responsibility.
She's like, you're fired for that.
Yeah, man,
don't ever do that.
Magical.
How old are we talking about? Just and then we'll
seven.
Okay, all right, seven. Okay. Seven's too young.
He said he wanted Legos, and I was like, well, we have you down for Lincoln Logs, so I mean,
all right, Andrew.
All right, Doug.
All right, Andrew. Yeah, it's the easy answer. Just magic. Christmas magic. Santa is magical.
It is a thing where I tell you, and there's kids in the car, so I'm not even going to go there. But it is a fun conversation. It's a funny conversation to have.
it comes through the front door.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And,
sure.
And as long as they want to believe, I let them believe.
Let them believe.
Yep.
Let them believe. Why not? Believe. Yeah. It's magic. It's the magic of Christmas.
Yep.
And that's not a lie.
Yep.
Christmas is magical, and it's very fun.
I'm thinking about Andrew. Way to go, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
But like, you know.
Finally got over.
Quit trying to mess it up. By over-explaining stuff to a seven-year-old.
Yeah, dog. Don't do that, man. You just got over old girl last week, man.
Right, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only way to get over a woman is to get another new one.
And he has.
Good for you, Andrew.
Screw it up by over-explaining stuff to a seven-year-old.
Don't mess it up.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy is an expert at reading body language.
I am.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, he's an expert.
Joe Patrick, when he was younger, was out there chasing tail.
Chasing tail.
somebody poked Randy, and Randy didn't poke back. Now he's watching a meltdown.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes you need a little high noon to prime the pump.
Yes.
If the word bruh is involved, you're not to be believed.
Nope.
Jessica Rabbit has childbearing hips.
Yep.
Pop goes the weasel because the weasel goes pop.
All of those things were said on the show today, which is why you should never miss a minute. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. We'll be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.